I'm Steve Project, the host, the sports professor. We're in our Good Motors studios this morning. Joining me on the Chick-fil-A Grand Rapids South guest line, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist, athletes back in action. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm good. I'm optimistic. I'm excited to see things moving in a positive direction. And cautious, too, but it's nice to see some change.
What do you think the biggest adjustment might be emotionally? I mean, we got a lot of groups of athletes here who are going to get back, into Little League Baseball, back into high school workouts, back on college campuses, back into workouts. What will be their obstacles? They're going to be anxious, so then we know that.
Yeah, well, certainly there is that one. So maybe in our limited time, we could skip it. They'll be nervous and they want to manage that. But I think that the idea of what I've been hearing a lot about is that it seems like it's like an all or nothing thinking that people are having. And not everybody, but enough of it that it raises concern about spread of the virus and even preparing for sports. That if, well, okay, now we're back, so it's the way we used to do it, there could be some resistance to the new rules. For example, all the practices have to be run differently. Take a cross-country team right now. You know, the rules say that they can run outside, it's safer, but they still should be 6 feet apart. Yet, I know when I walk around, I still see groups of teams still together because you've got that emotional trust in your teammate. No, I know this person. I know they're okay. But the challenge is that, you know, the virus isn't a values-based decision. It's not like only bad people get it. It's non-discriminative. And so you really don't know if your teammates would. And so that challenge of wanting to be back and missing your friends and being close to friends and teammates and yet still keeping that physical distance, even if there are rules, I see as one of the biggest challenges for athletes. And they really must keep themselves and other people safe.
So high fives and chest bumps and for baseball players spitting, it's going to be taboo because those are all habit things of all those sports, and especially the baseball players with, you know, spitting, chewing tobacco, sunflower seeds. I mean, I don't know if anybody's thought about that, but it's all got to stop.
And it won't, Steve, because, I mean, how many times have you tried to stop a habit? How many times have you tried to start a good habit? Behavior change is incredibly hard, which is why I have a job. So just even though there's a threat of a virus, you know, that's not going to all of a sudden people say, oh, I've just got to kind of cut this out. And I think the second really biggest issue is that you got to really know that no matter what rules we put in place, they're impossible to enforce 100%. People will make honest mistakes. And so it really becomes something more of an individual risk tolerance. You know, just because it's open doesn't mean that you have to go back. Well, what if you're not comfortable? Well, does that mean that the administration or the league or something has to do something to make you comfortable? Not really. It actually kind of means, well, they're ready to go back. Am I willing to take that risk? And you might make that choice every day. You might continue to look at the statistics every week. You know, it might be the whole summer. But I want to empower the listeners to say that just because something has opened up, it doesn't mean that it's safe. It doesn't mean that it's not. But it means that there is a risk. And we each as individuals have an opportunity and a responsibility to ourselves and our families to decide what risk is that. And then not judge somebody else if they're doing more high-risk behaviors. Because we can't control other people. Nobody likes that either.
I think now more than ever, as a person who studies sport and tries to study what you do, I'm really into the mental side of sports overall. There's a greater need right now for education as these kids get back on the field. And the coaches are the first ones to be empowered to try to do it. And then the listening skills of everybody have to pick up immensely right now on a lot of different levels, right? On a lot of different levels, listening is a skill that has to be at a maximum. And this is where these teams could use a Dr. Eddie O'Connor to come in as a guest speaker and talk to these, whether it's grade school kids playing Little League Baseball, high school kids, or even college kids getting back on those campuses for football. They're going to need to listen carefully to a perspective so that they don't get this thing. I mean, it's really, as you get older, as what I'm seeing, like the NBA owners and the NBA commissioner Adam Silver are forging forward, and the NBA PL, the Players Association, the PA, are forging forward. But some of the players in their 30s, like Kyrie Irving, are saying, wait a minute, I don't feel that comfortable being in Orlando in this bubble with the risk of getting sick and my family getting sick. So I think you're going to see in the next few weeks more and more apprehension stories. But they need you to come in and provide a perspective. Great opportunity.
Well, and here's something that I'd like to give the leaders that are listening and the coaches, administrators in particular, some heartfelt advice, that this is where leadership really, really shows up. And it goes far beyond just setting rules in place. So beginning with what you had said, that the amount of education, we know that we learn with repetition. And so just posting it or sending an email and saying what it is, and then depending on the players or the individuals to follow it, will not work. What we care about, we talk about a lot. You think about that particular play that you drilled over and over and over again all season, right? If it's important to you, you talk about it. And so the coaches, and then your tone, in a meaningful way, in a way that's passionate to you, in a way that relates to your players because you care about them and it's for their safety, these are the things that we're going to be doing. This is what our team is about. I will often do presentations at the beginning of seasons and develop a team culture and help them foster. What are we about? What does it mean to be a part of this team and define that? Well, part of that definition now is going to be a matter of creating that safety and being able to allow the players to hold each other accountable about the 6 feet of distance and et cetera. But the coaches have to let the consequences fall. This isn't punishment. That's the other thing. We don't want to get into this punishing thing. If you don't do what I say, then it's punishment. But rather, this is our culture. This is the way we keep it safe. And if somebody's not respecting that, if there are no consequences for that, whether it be missed time or missing a practice or, you know, some type of natural consequence because they chose not to follow the culture, then they're not going to learn. We are always going to test it, whether we do it on purpose or by accident. And so the leadership here, again, and it really matters in the tone and the way of caring, but allowing those natural consequences. Now, sometimes the natural consequence is illness, but we don't want to wait for that. But the consequence is saying, here's the way that we're going to operate this off season or this preseason or during this season. And if these regulations for your safety aren't followed, here are the consequences. And then you have to be consistent in enforcing them. That's going to enhance the learning and enhance the safety.
Well, people can find Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Facebook at Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist at Eddie O'Connor. You got two methods there. Check him out on Facebook. Check him out on Twitter. Bring him in to talk to your teams. Eddie, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for the insights on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Yeah. Hey, can I make one quick plug? If you join my email list at DrEddieO'Connor.com, I have a free video that I just posted yesterday for you. What do you do when positive thinking doesn't work? And I think that's going to be really important as people go in here with all this extra optimism. What happens when you try to think positively and it doesn't work? And if you join my email list at DrEddieO'Connor.com, you can get that free right away.
Beautiful. No problem. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, yeah.